Welcome back, everyone, to the Michigan Trails Report with your host, Tom Funk. Thanks for joining me. I am the author of 50 Hikes in Michigan's Upper Peninsula, also 50 Hikes on Michigan and Wisconsin's North Country Trail. And today we're going to continue with another entry from the 50 Hikes in Michigan's Upper Peninsula as we hike at Whitefish Point. Yes, the fabled and storied location where the Edmund Fitzgerald sunk off its coasts many years ago. Did you know Whitefish Point is one of the top places in North America to go bird watching? Yeah, it is, right here in Michigan. And today we're going to take a nice short stroll. It'll be about a mile. It'll take you about an hour unless you're bird watching. And if you were and you were with me, it'd take you like 5 hours because there's so many good birds up there. This is flat. And you can get away with tennis shoes, probably flip-flops. And the high points is, hey, this is a globally important bird area. You have the Lake Superior Beach. You have the Great Lakes Shipwreck Museum. You got the Whitefish Point Bird Observatory. A lot of cool things. Now, you're probably not going to need a map, but hey, if you really wanted to, find the USGS 7.5 Whitefish Point, or just walk into the Bird Observatory and ask for a map. So the museum has bathrooms and drinking water. Pets, not recommended. There are endangered birds that breed here, and they have constant closures to not only people, but pets. And the absolute worst thing you could do as a human being is let your pet roam wild on this beautiful beach that has all this wildlife. Please, guys, keep them to the grassy areas. Don't take them out on the beaches. That's what I ask of you. So this is just a short drive north of Paradise, Michigan. And Whitefish Point, it is a popular destination for bird watchers from around the world. Some days there seem to be more birders the birds on the spit of land jutting into Lake Superior. Now, this peninsula is a launching point for birds migrating north into Canada. So birds are coming from the west, they're coming from the south, and they're following the lake shore, and they end up at this little pinch point, and you're going to see thousands of sharp-shinned hawks, loons, warblers, a host of other birds that makes this trip across the lake into Ontario. The thing is, it's all about timing. A lot of these birds are moving through in April and May, and it's not the best touristy time of year to visit Whitefish Point, but that's when the birds are moving through, and in the fall. So Whitefish Point Bird Observatory, it's an on-site nature center. It's staffed with knowledgeable birders, and they are glad to help identify birds and even tell you where some notable birds may have been seen in the area. And if you're a serious bird watcher looking to add to your life list, request the checklist of the birds to the Whitefish Point Bird Observatory. So this is a guide, and it documents all the birds that have been seen. And again, this is one of the top birdwatching destinations in North America. So if you aren't a birdwatcher already, maybe you'll leave and you'll be one and make this a lifelong hobby. And, even in the middle of summer, be prepared for brisk winds, cool temperatures, and ice-cold Lake Superior water at Whitefish Point. So from the Mackinac Bridge, continue along on I-75 north, about 5 miles, take M-123, and it goes only west through Trout Lake, Eckerman, and into Paradise. Now, the state highway will turn west in Paradise, but you want to continue north on Whitefish Point Road until it ends at the parking lot. As far as the trail, well, this is more of a controlled amble using landmarks and a strict trail on a marked path. Once you park, you'll notice the Whitefish Point Bird Observatory on the right side of the parking lot and the Lighthouse and Great Lakes Shipwreck Museum on the left side. Park and head toward the lighthouse across from the parking lot and then use the sidewalk. And once you're at the base of the lighthouse and at the historical marker, note the boardwalk heading to the right and take this wide walk towards Lake Superior. Now on a clear, calm, sunny day, you'll see many visitors walking the beach. Some of them may be brave enough to even venture into the cold waters of Lake Superior. In most years, the lake does not stay above 45 degrees for very long. So, you don't need to pack the swimming trunks expecting a nice dip. The weather here is very variable, highly variable. You could be wearing winter gear, even in midsummer if the wind is whipping off the lake from the north. Fog is very prevalent as well. The point is frequently socked in for days at a time. And in winter, the ice prevents access to the beach altogether. So this is open in the wintertime. From the high point of the boardwalk, scan the horizon for passing freighters. And these ships, many much longer than a football field, are most likely carrying iron ore, but sometimes wheat and corn. Whitefish Bay is a designated harbor of refuge during stormy weather. And this is where the SS Edmund Fitzgerald, they tried making it around the point in a storm. And on November 10th, 1975, tragically, it went down and 29 lives were lost. And that's the reason the Great Lakes Ship Museum is there. It is a testament to shipping and to the plight of this ore freighter. Take the boardwalk down a tenth of a mile to the white sandy beach and trudge through the sand to the water's edge. Turn right and you'll be heading east and follow the beach at least 3/10 of a mile to the tip of the point. Along the way, feel free to beach comb for rocks and driftwood while soaking up the view. Birders revel in the opportunity to witness migrating owls, hawks, and water birds, so keep an eye open for bird watchers as they'll have binoculars hanging around their neck. Now, I believe, well, I know, there are over 300 species of birds that have been documented here at the point since 1978. That's a high number of birds for one small area. And once you reach the tip, take the bend around to the south for a couple hundred yards, and you'll notice a small shack sitting about 100 yards from the shore. Start walking towards the shack and keep to the left of the shack. You'll feel cobbles and sand underfoot between your toes. And a short distance beyond the shack, you'll see a bona fide trail, which appears to be packed gravel. And you'll cross another trail within a tenth of a mile of the shack, and the ground will become covered with juniper and bearberry. And as you continue, you'll enter a small forest of stunted jack pines. Keep your eyes open for small songbirds flitting about, especially in the spring and fall. You will see many side trails and what appear to be badminton nets. These are bird nets, and it is a bird banding area used by research scientists, so please keep out of those areas. Stay on the main trail. Pass the Coast Guard radio and fog warning station at the 8/10 mile mark into your journey, and then you will find yourself at the northeast corner of the parking lot and within another tenth of a mile. And the Whitefish Point Bird Observatory office and gift shop, they're on your right. And there's one other boardwalk worth mentioning. When taking a walking tour around the historic buildings, look for a sidewalk that takes off from the northeast corner of the Shipwreck Museum. Skirt between the museum and a bathroom building before entering an uncommon habitat called the Great Lakes Barren. Climb up this boardwalk for another view of Lake Superior. That you didn't know is such a hot spot for wildlife. Well, yeah, it is. And it is totally worth checking out. Whitefish Point Bird Observatory, Great Lakes Shipwreck Museum, just north of Paradise. All right. Short, sweet, like I said. Next trail, number 38, the Maywood History Trail, down by Menominee and Escanaba down in that area. So it's on Lake Michigan. So we'll see you again next time here on Michigan Trails Report. I'm Tom Funk. Thanks for joining me.